Welcome to Chapter 5. I thought I'd let you know that this selection is going to be longer than 5 minutes. Ready? I just realized I have gotten years ahead of myself. Let me go back to my sequential story. I had just turned 19 when I was appointed to the position of a Court Reporter 1 and deemed qualified to work in provincial court. I joined a team of 8 other junior court reporters, most under the age of 25, and a pool of 9 young typists plus a receptionist bookkeeper. My salary went up to $395 a month, but there was one mighty steep learning curve being alone in court compared with writing alongside a mentor who was actually responsible for the record. It seemed like no one spoke slowly or clearly, and overlaps were commonplace. There was heavy-duty stress until one became familiar with the judges and the prosecutors and adapted to it. Fortunately, at that time, there were basically only 4 judges and 4 prosecutors. Work was limited to preliminary inquiries and criminal trials, as well as a staff rotation of criminal circuit courts out of town. Provincial court was good from the perspective that it was an excellent training ground and opportunity to develop more speed on the job because the criminal vocabulary was quite restrictive and repetitive. But there were times when the tempo was high and the nature of the testimony made it unsuitable to interrupt. During transcript production, if our notes were shaky and the backup recording was unclear, we were fortunate to be in a setting where we could seek solace and gratuitous help from workmates to figure it out. Not sending out a certified transcript in a timely fashion was not an option. I still think about shorthand speeds and people asking, "How fast can you write?" For reporters like me that entered the profession through the apprenticeship system, we didn't have a reliable method of judging speeds. Sure, we practiced different time dictation that was recorded on LP records and knew that the subject matter made a big difference, but there were no specific incremental levels of speed tests that we had to pass before being appointed as an official court reporter. Barney would dictate to us occasionally and have us read back, as well as get regular feedback from working reporters who had us transcribe excerpts of testimony. It seemed that when he deemed us to be ready, we were supposedly ready. I think Dick Jacobs, a machine writer that had taken private training from a court reporter, had the best answer to the question of how fast can you write. He'd say, "As fast as I have to." To a large degree, that was accurate and realistic. We were all conscientious and proud, wanting to do our very best by constantly improving our writing skill and speed by digging deep. Desire and effort were the key. But there is more to say about my 3 years as a provincial court reporter. Basically, those were probably the best years of my life. We all bonded, including with our typhus, and we had some fun parties together at the Chateau Lacombe, the hotel with the revolving restaurant on the top floor. We sometimes booked the party room and private room so we wouldn't have to drive home afterwards. We were the epitome of work hard, play hard. The drinking age dropped from 21 to 18 the year I turned 21. It's amazing how a young, well-dressed individual acting maturely can divert suspicion. I might add that there were occasional Friday evenings after work, too, when I was underage and we closed the lounge at the Pickwick Inn. It was the courthouse pub of choice, and it was conveniently located in the basement of our offices in Chancery Hall. But here is something that is more significant. With the hard work came approximately $1,000 a month of transcript income. Although the fee checks were before tax and there always seemed to be a scramble to send Revenue Canada a big year-end payment, there was quite enough income to purchase new clothes, rent a nice apartment, take a few weekend jaunts to Vegas, and buy 2 brand new cars within a couple of years. You know the saying, easy come, easy go. To put the cost of cars in perspective, my original used 1965 Ford was $1,800. I had traded it in for a new Volkswagen Fastback for an outlay of $3,000. In the first year, I had put on about 25,000 miles. I remember that because it had a 2-year warranty or 24,000 miles, whichever came first, and I had a major engine repair bill that wasn't covered under warranty because I exceeded the mileage. That 25,000 miles did include a road trip with my parents as passengers down the west coast to Los Angeles, as well as the weekend drive to Evansburg, but a lot of it also accumulated from traveling to outlying centers like St. Paul, Vegreville, and Fort McMurray. There were always reporters broaching me to trade their out-of-town assignments for my in-house jobs. I loved driving in the country, and over time it became fun to reacquaint with local counsel and members of the judiciary. As an aside, I remember an incident in Elk Point where, during an adjournment, the lay magistrate, who was a retired Army general, invited the clerk, the prosecutor, and me to his office for coffee. He was leaning against his desk when the front of his suit jacket gently opened, exposing a pistol stuck in his belt. I must have gasped a little or did something because he saw me notice it. He just casually pulled his suit jacket closed a bit and commented that he was disabled and wasn't going to sit in court without some form of protection.